Need LASIK? Trust the experienced team at the LASIK Center at Evergreen Eye Center. No glasses, no contacts, no limits. What will you do? LASIK at evergreen.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Today, Russell is on the phone for a second date update, and he didn't give me much detail in the email that he sent in, but I'm guessing that he hooked up on the first date because all he said was his date only lasted a minute. So, congratulations, Russell. Sounds successful to me, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Is that really true?
Sounds like it is.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't literally like a minute. It was like 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah,
they're not talking about.
That's what every man says, okay, afterwards.
Yeah,
you put
asking,
a timer on that thing, and that is not true.
He doesn't get it, though.
Yeah, they're asking if you actually hooked up on your first date.
No, no, no. So we made it as far as, like, sitting down for dinner, and then it was over.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, fully closed.
Sorry,
I thought it was
more clear on that very easy joke there, Russell, but yeah. I guess not. Before we get into your actual date, tell us about the girl you want to call today. What's her name?
Her name is Tanya.
Tanya.
Ooh, you said it like that, like you still like her a lot. I mean, obviously, you're calling us. Where did you meet Tanya?
The jewelry part of the department store.
What?
I needed to buy a new watch because I was late for work a lot.
And so you needed a watch.
I've been late like 5 times. It's kind of embarrassing. But so I needed a watch, and I was browsing at the mall, and I went into this place. And as soon as I walked in, Tanya, like, I saw her out of the corner of my eye, and I looked over, and she smiled at me.
Ooh.
I don't know.
You're getting flustered.
Anyway, I'm looking at, like, trying to find the cheapest watches, and I never go into a place like that, so I'm kind of clueless.
They were all expensive? There wasn't a cheap section for you?
I ended up going through a whole routine with her, so I found the cheap section, and then she walked me to the expensive section. And
of course, like a good salesperson.
Yeah,
but it didn't feel like that, honestly. It felt like she really, I don't know, sometimes you feel like a person just sees you.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing to say.
So she was a good salesperson.
That's like genuine.
She confused you into thinking that she actually cared about you, not just selling you a product.
Or you guys, they went on a date. She obviously cared about him, like, right?
Like, go on a date.
Did you ask her out?
Yeah, I did ask her out. I ended up buying like a $400 watch.
Whoa!
Oh, damn.
Just to impress her?
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, just to impress her. I didn't need it, and she wasn't pushing it on me. I just bought it.
Is it a chain department store so you could take it back at another location?
I could. I haven't worn it yet, actually. I have worn it, actually, but that's later.
Okay. That's later. Oh, we're gonna get into where you've worn the watch to later, huh?
Yeah. So she's ringing me up, and she said, okay, thanks, and just like, kept looking at me like there was more to say, and so I just asked her out.
Good for you! I mean, it sounds like that's not something you normally do.
Yeah, it sounds pretty
cool. Not really, no. She was just so nice.
Okay, and obviously she said yes, so...
She did, she said yes.
What'd you guys do on your date?
We met for dinner, and I got there a little earlier than her, so I put in the reservation, and then she came into the lobby, and we had a nice little quick hug, and then we walked to the table, and we sit down, and as she sits down, she, like, rips this huge fart.
Oh, no.
I did not
on purpose?
It was clearly not on purpose.
Okay.
Yeah,
I thought,
woman
maybe,
is going to do that on purpose
hey,
on a
know.
First date?
Maybe she's a jokester,
no.
You know?
No. Was she mortified?
She was mortified. It totally announced our arrival to the whole restaurant.
Oh, my God, that loud?
That was that bad, huh?
Dang.
Oh, it was everybody turned and looked.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. I feel embarrassed just hearing this story.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my God. Is that why she left? You said she left right away.
She used herself to the bathroom right away.
Okay.
Before I even had a chance to say anything.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Did you call attention to it?
I didn't. Well, I mean, I laughed just impulsively.
Oh, you did?
Oh,
yeah.
No!
Because I didn't think it was going to make her run away screaming. But in retrospect, it was clearly kind of a mortifying moment.
Yeah.
Right.
How is that in retrospect? That should be, like, very clear in the moment. If you're farting when you're sitting down and the restaurant turns and stares at you.
To be fair, when somebody farts, you laugh. That's just kind of the first thing that happens.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it does just kind of happen.
But you should have claimed
Dude,
it yourself to say
I
her.
Know, but, like...
Well, I didn't think it was a big deal. Anyway, she clearly did.
Okay,
yeah.
So
she went to the bathroom, and I'm waiting, and she just never comes back.
Oh, poor girl.
I finally eventually asked the waitress if she'll go into the ladies' room and check for her. And so she went and checked, and she wasn't there, and I never ordered dinner, and I just left, and I felt like an idiot.
Oh, that's so sad.
A bad fart killed your date.
Oh, man.
Why haven't you gone back to the department store to check on her? Well, not check on her, I guess. Ask her out again and tell her everything. Like, are you okay? That sounded really unhealthy.
No. I've gone back, and a couple times she wasn't working, and then there were a couple times where she was working, and she was busy with customers. And I was like, one time I like hid behind a rack of clothes. And
that's weird.
Anyway, I didn't know what to say. What am I supposed to do? Go up to her and be like, hey, it's okay that you farted?
Yes, that's exactly what you should say. Absolutely.
Loudly in front of everybody.
You've got to address the elephant in the room, right?
Well, because what am I supposed to do? Just like in front of all the other customers say that? Or.
No, you ask her, like, hey, do you have a second to talk? And you guys walk off the sales floor somewhere else.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess. But it was just, I don't know. Maybe I was embarrassed myself. And I don't know. It kind of took a lot just to even ask her out in the first place. I just hope she doesn't feel, like, mad at me because I laughed or.
Yeah. She might. Maybe that's why she's not calling you back. All right, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
Great, thanks.
Yep, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, Russell is on the phone, and he wants to call Tanya. He met her while he was shopping for a watch at a department store, liked her so much that he actually bought a $400 watch, and then asked her out on a date. She agreed to go on a date. They met for dinner, but the date didn't last very long. Am I forgetting an important detail?
How could you forget?
That's right. She farted very loudly while she sat down at the table, then excused herself, and that's the last Russell has ever heard from Tanya.
Man.
So we're about to get her on the phone and find out if the fart is the reason that she's not calling him back.
Russell, this could really backfire. I mean, if she's so embarrassed about that fart where everyone in the restaurant turned and looked at her. Probably calling her out publicly about it is maybe not the best route to take.
Well, we're doing it now, so.
Okay. I hope that we can make her feel like, hey, totally normal body function, not the best timing, you shouldn't be embarrassed, right? That's our goal here.
Exactly, that's the primary goal.
Okay.
Make her feel okay, and then the secondary goal, if I get everything I want, would be that she would go out with me.
Yeah.
Because I really liked her.
Maybe if you get enough dates, you can get her back to your house and she can fart on your couch while you're watching Netflix. All right, I'm going to dial her phone number. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tanya?
Speaking.
Hey, Tanya, how are you? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. What can I do for you?
She's like, how did you get my number?
I'm calling you today because one of our listeners sent us an email asking if we could get you on the phone.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then don't call them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and see if we can find out why. And we got an email from a dude named Russell.
Oh, my God.
We did.
I don't wanna...
We got an email from Russell.
I can't believe it. Okay, you know what? I don't want to do that.
Tanya, if you could just stay on the phone for a second,
hold
Tanya.
On. Hear
Tanya.
Us out here. Honestly, it's not bad. It's not bad.
Are you there?
Hello? Tanya.
Hey, Russell.
Hey.
I think Tanya hung up.
No.
Should I call her back?
She's that embarrassed over a fart.
Oh, no.
I'm going to call her back.
Maybe you shouldn't.
I'm going to call her back and see if we can get her on. I'll try again. Hang on.
Hello?
Tanya, hey, it's Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning again. Please don't hang up.
I can't believe. Oh, my God.
Can we just steal a minute of your time?
Look, I don't know what you guys want, but I'm really not interested in being a part of
Tanya.
Tanya,
hang on. Please don't hang up. All I want to do is let you know that Russell liked you a lot. That's it.
He said really kind things. He said that you saw him.
Oh.
He said, she was a person who saw me for who I was. And he gets so nervous. I mean, you could tell the guy, like, he never asks anyone out.
Are you there?
No, I'm here. I'm just so embarrassed. I really hate to talk about this.
I understand that, Tanya. We did hear about your first date with Russell.
Oh, my God.
Understand that it's an embarrassing thing. But it's happened to a lot of people. A mistimed fart. And look, Russell didn't have a problem with it at all. He just really wanted to continue your date. And
I can't believe he told you. I didn't even tell like my friends. Like nobody,
oh my God.
Nobody knows.
But Tanya, once you get a little distance from it, it'll be a funny story. You're just too close to it right now. You're just remembering how you felt in that moment. Like, come on. If you could look at it as an outsider, you could see. It's pretty comical.
Oh, no. It's like, I'm getting hives. This is horrible.
Don't get hives.
Tanya,
wait, don't
look,
get hives.
We understand it's an embarrassing thing. We won't focus on that part of the date if you don't want to, but we would like to talk to you about Russell a little bit, if that's cool.
Okay.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, and Russell appreciates it. Russell said that he really liked you, and he was having a good time until you left. And he just wants to be able to talk to you again so maybe you guys can go out.
I can never face him again.
What? Come on.
But what if he doesn't care, though?
It's one fart. It's just one fart, Tanya. Don't let that...
Oh, my God. You said it. Oh, my God.
I know. But everybody does it. That's the thing. Like, yeah, it sucks that it happened to you on a first date. That totally sucks. I totally get that.
Just really embarrassing because, like... I am on a new diet, and I'm still adjusting, and, like, you know things about what's going on with your body, but you can't, like, control it.
Yeah.
Like, I could feel it rumbling, like, of course, like, as soon as I got there, and I was just, like, waiting for the moment as soon as I could excuse myself, and I had no control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's understandable. It happens, and Russell wasn't really bothered by it at all. I think he understands that, and I know that you... want to get off the phone and you're embarrassed, so I'm just going to tell you right now. Russell is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
No.
Yes, it's a good thing, Tanya. It's all good.
It's fine.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Tanya, I'm here. Please don't hang up. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Are you kidding? Is this really happening?
Listen, first, I'm really sorry. It was clearly a mistake to do this to you and put you on blast like this. So I'm sorry about that.
She doesn't have words.
But second, I just want to say that I think it couldn't be any less of a big deal that you passed gas a little in the restaurant.
Okay, all right, there he goes. I just want to, like, erase this, you know, erase it entirely. I can't believe
it. I just don't think it was as bad as you think it is.
Maybe, Russell, maybe talk about other things besides that moment right now. Like, how much you like her.
Well, I like you a lot. We had, we had great conversation, and mostly it was in the store. And then we talked for a few minutes in the lobby before we sat down. You're so nice. You got such a lovely voice. You're so pretty. And even though people looked... I don't think anyone cared or...
Oh, my God. People looked? Are you serious?
Well, yeah, it was pretty loud, but...
Oh, my God.
But everybody does it, you know?
Russell, I just don't know. Like, I don't know if after you've, like, seen me in this moment like that, you know, like that embarrassing moment where I have to run and leave a restaurant.
Okay, look, it's clear that you have misgivings about it, and I respect that. And I don't want to pressure you into anything. The last thing that I would say for myself is that I believe that if you gave me a chance and just opened yourself up to disappointment, that I would surprise you and I could be good to like just to go on a date and like and see from there.
You know? Oh my God.
Oh.
I just don't think you should feel bad. I have farted on plenty of dates before. And, you know, usually I find a corner or something. Sometimes I do it just to make people laugh.
Really?
Well, yeah, okay, but, like, that would have been intentional. You haven't ever done that in front of a restaurant full of people or everybody apparently saw and heard and, like, were laughing.
No, honestly, Tanya, I might have. I mean, I never tried a fart at a restaurant, but if I have accidentally, I probably just say, excuse me, and move on.
I really didn't try.
I'm sure you didn't. I know it's clear that you didn't. But if you did, I'm saying I wouldn't have cared.
Yeah, listen to him, Tanya. And the thing is, like, you've already gotten one big relationship hump. You've been through that already. You've had your embarrassing moment. Like, that's a good way to start because you know you can make it through those things.
And Tanya, if it helps, like, I will fart right now.
That's actually, if you can fart on cue, Russell, that's impressive.
Is that possible?
You want me to? Will you? Will you?
No.
I will if you want me to.
She's laughing.
Now you're laughing.
Yes. Yes, Tanya. Is that a yes? You want him to do it, or is that like?
I'm serious. I'll do it right now, like on the phone, but I need consent.
Consent.
Yes, you have everybody's consent. I think Tanya's laugh is consent for you to fart if you think you can right now, Russell.
Oh, okay, here it goes. Wish me luck.
We're doing this?
What the?
What?
Oh my God.
Was that?
Did you hear
that? Was a squeaker.
Was that a fart, or you got some balloons lying around your place that you just let some air out of?
I'm pretty sure that was stinky.
No, it was. I had to push really hard, but I got it.
Oh, an interesting
God.
Sound to it. There you go, Tanya. Now Russell has farted for everybody who's listening to the show right now to hear.
Yeah, so now we're even. It's totally cool now.
I cannot believe you actually did that.
Tanya, have you ever had a man fart in your honor before like that?
No.
See, that's pretty gentlemanly, I think.
Romantic. I'm going to tell you, that's chivalry at its best. I fully agree.
What do you think? Will you go on a second date with Russell? We will pay for it.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yes!
Hooray!
Oh my God, she can barely get the yes out. She's laughing so hard.
Congratulations, Russell. You got your second date.
Thank you, Tanya, for giving me a second chance.
Oh my God. I didn't know farts could be so romantic.
And
I'm like really wrapped up in this.
This is not the weirdest call I think I've ever had in my entire life.
I hope so.
Well, I hope you two enjoy your next date.
Thank you. I'm sure I will.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you will. And Tanya, now you have somebody to go out with you and you can blame farts on whenever. So it's all good.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
A text in at 78592 says, so she farted in a restaurant full of people and he farted on air for at least 9 people. Still doesn't seem equal. And I agree with you on that. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning talking about today's second date update. If you missed it, this dude Russell wanted to call Tanya. Another classic case of fart and flee. Tanya accidentally farted while they were on their first date at the dinner table. She then excused herself and left and was obviously very embarrassed. That's why she wasn't calling him back.
Yeah.
Russell tried to show her that he was cool with the fart, and farting's not a big deal. He even farted over the phone to try to convince her. Yeah, it wasn't the most impressive fart, but he was able to do it, and that won Tanya back over. So they decided to go out on a second date. Remember,
I like the text that says, this is the most wholesome second date update you guys have ever had.
Yeah. Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person who wouldn't call you back.
Move at 92.5.